Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are outraged.
Yeah. I would be outraged if I were walking around in a field in a national park in South Africa and happened upon dozens of dead penguins.
65 dead penguins.
65 dead penguins. What do you do when you find that massive death? What happened?
Some of you may have already seen this headline. Happened a couple days ago. But once in a while, you find out information about how they died, and it still isn't enough. And you're not satisfied, and you feel a strong desire to get in touch with somebody who is there on the ground and can explain this better for you. His name is Dr. David Roberts. He's a clinical veterinarian at something called SANCOB. That's the Southern African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds. Mm. Gabe, you and I just interviewed him, and yet our listeners are not going to hear anything from you. None of your questions.
Yeah, I was in on the interview, but my questions, there was a problem with the recording here in the studio. I guess my mic wasn't on.
Yeah.
So you couldn't hear any of my questions.
Yeah, it's a good.
So we just took them all out.
It's a good thing too. They were questions.
as I'm wont to form. Anyways, so you're just going to hear Connor here on this interview. But we can talk about it. When it's over. Just, here he is.
Science Unscripted.
Okay, so, hi, I'm Dr. David Roberts. I'm the clinical veterinarian at SANCOB, and we're a foundation that looks at the conservation of coastal birds. We are the Southern African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds. And recently, we have been investigating a mortality event in African penguins, and what's fascinating about it is they were killed by a swarm of honeybees.
David, how did this happen exactly?
So I wasn't there on scene on the day, but the first thing that I got was a WhatsApp message from our rangers who do the work in the field, and they sent these photographs through and said, we've got a mortality event. There are dozens of dead penguins, and they really were all in a very small area. So we got these photographs of penguins that had just lying around between boulders, which is the normal environment at the Boulders Beach penguin colony, between boulders, on the beach, under bushes, and just perfectly healthy-looking birds, really strong adults with no wounds on them, but they were dead.
And they were what, just covered in bee stings? Bee stings all over their bodies?
No, they weren't. At first, we had no idea what was going on. From externally, all we saw was a bit of inflammation. So African penguins have a pink patch of skin above their eyes, and those patches were more red than they normally are. But that was all we could see. The bee sting is so small, it's like a tiny little thorn. And so it was only at the end of the day, after looking at lots of postmortems, I mean, we'd done most of these 63 birds that turned up on that first day, that we actually found the stings. So we almost missed it. We almost had a mystery on our hands. We could easily not have known what had caused the mortalities.
Is this a relatively normal thing to happen in the animal kingdom? I mean, I've never heard of 60 plus relatively large animals all getting killed all at once by bees. Is this a normal thing, or is this as rare as it seems?
It definitely is rare. I had never heard of it happening before. I had to learn a lot about bees recently after investigating this, and I spoke to some bee experts who say that it's not unheard of. There are definitely anecdotal evidence, so accounts of bees getting agitated by something and then attacking something else. For example, a beehive falling off the back of a car and then the swarm attacking some poultry. So bees killing birds is not unheard of, usually not because the birds were part of the problem, but just because they were innocent bystanders. And because they're smaller than a human, the effect of the toxin is, of course, greater. They get more toxin per kilogram body mass. And these penguins that we had, some of them were exposed to at least 20 stings. The most we found was 27 stings on one bird.
The penguins that were killed, that died off, are endangered. How serious is this for that population? Is this catastrophic, or are they going to be able to survive?
The threats to penguins are serious, especially the African penguin is what we know best here. And they are an endangered species, and their population is declining. We don't think that this incident is going to affect the general population, or is going to even affect the population boulders in large scale. But because the population is going down so quickly, we are particularly worried that anything that kills penguins, especially a healthy adult penguin, is a big worry to us. It is definitely a tragedy when 65 penguins are suddenly dead in a breeding colony where they should be doing as well as possible.
I know you're a veterinarian, but I bet you could probably tell people out there or remind them, people like me, of what to do exactly. If they get stung 20 times, 25 times, even if they've never had an allergic reaction, they could be in mortal danger. What should a human being do in that case? What's the first step or the first couple of steps?
Oh, I think that's an important point. When you have multiple bee stings, the sting contains many different toxic compounds, and you don't have to be allergic to bees to have a major negative effect. For example, these penguins, they didn't die from an allergy or an anaphylactic shock. It was just those toxins which started causing organ failure. So for people, if you get one bee sting, you can probably treat it at home. The most common advice is to try and remove that sting without squeezing the back of it, because you can squeeze more toxin or poison into you by doing that. So scraping it off is often advised. But in the example that you put out, if somebody gets stung multiple times, if they get stung 20 times, then it's definitely a good idea to seek medical advice, even if you haven't had a history of problems, because it can easily lead to something further. You can get an allergic reaction, you can get an anaphylactic reaction, you can cause major swelling and may stop breathing. So always, even if it's just telephonic advice from your normal GP, can be an important step. So I wouldn't say ignore bee stings, unless it's one or two and they haven't been painful.
And that was Dr. David Roberts talking to us there from South Africa, from SANCOB, a clinical veterinarian who's on the front lines of this fight, this attempt to keep endangered African penguins safe.
Yeah, with a lot of important information there, both with regard to penguins, but also bees, and also what we can do when we get stung, and also what happens, why people die when they get stung. It's not always from an allergic reaction. It's from the poison, the toxin.
I honestly thought it was the allergic reaction that would have been the issue. One other thing to point out, there was one question we asked David, and his answer was wonderful, but it didn't really fit anywhere in the interview. So we didn't know what to do with it, but we knew we had to play it. And so we're just going
to listen to him introduce African penguins to the world and just how much he likes these creatures.
So the African penguin is the only penguin that's native to mainland Africa. They occur in South Africa and some of the neighboring countries around us. They are more adapted to warm weather than the average penguin that you think about living in the snow. But we love them because we think they're the most beautiful of all the penguins. But I think that might just be personal taste.
So there's the personal taste of David Roberts.
It's beautiful.
I just love it.
I love when there are I don't know, judgments made about animals. I was saying to you, Gabe, after he said that, it reminds me of the Victorian era when scientists really were allowed to use a lot of different much different vocabulary with animals than today. They would look at an animal and say, it's slovenly, ignorant, has an ugly face. I mean, just really
those are really
loaded.
Negative. Was the Victorian era very negative towards animals or what?
I'm not sure what was going on back then, but I like the idea of a return of that, I don't know, that kind of language, but in a positive way. This is the most beautiful penguin on earth. So thank you, David, for that one. To all of our listeners out there, I hope that at the very least you are safer as a result of hearing this, that, I mean, bees are everywhere or just about everywhere, and there's always a chance that you or someone you love may get stung.
Yeah, and I hope you guys liked listening to this, or liked it as much as we did talking about it.
I like talking about penguins.
It's a random story, but interesting and important, I think.
It is. If you feel the same or differently or have any suggestions for us here at Science Unscripted, please write us. We'll read your emails, su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.